Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A magical Saturday for some, Bo, and a not magical Saturday for some others. Texas is able to really destroy Florida in a lot of different ways, but I don't think that a lot of people expected much different.
I watched Georgia Tech Miami in the noon window in between traveling. No, that Aiden Warner, he's a young player.
He's a Jag
who doesn't have that experience, especially at this level, and he missed stuff, and that happens. And I'm not going to kill the guy. You go into Austin, Texas, with one of the top defenses in the country. Granted, they have played a lesser schedule than some in that conference, including Florida. But I didn't expect Aiden Warner to go in there and light it up. I was hoping that the defense could do enough, but you put a lot of pressure on your defense when they get stopped and you go three and out, and then it just starts to cave in on you.
Yeah, let me ask y'all this question. Who's under more fire today? Is it Brian Kelly or Mario Cristobal? Because obviously Brian Kelly needs to get over the Bama hump. They got destroyed in a bad way by Alabama Saturday night. And I think a lot of LSU fans are frustrated with him. At the same time, at least you won against a quality team. Mario Cristobal comes in here and is facing a Georgia Tech team playing a two-quarterback system and down to their third-string running back. And you just got outmanned and beat up front.
No, I don't believe. Maybe after the game, you can say under fire for the day for the reasons that you just laid out. But overall, no, it's their first loss on the season. Okay. It's a Miami team that has turned things around. You're the fourth ranked team, not anymore, but you were going into this thing.
Sure.
Like you were perfect on the season, and this happens. So I think, no, if anyone's under fire, it's probably Brian Kelly for the way that the last few seasons have played out. For LSU, on top of them just getting steamrolled by Alabama.
Well, again,
I'll say this for Cristobal: you went out and spent a decent amount of NIL money on a team, and you've Booger McFarland, I think, is the one that said it. He said this team looks, you know, they look like they're poorly coached with the way they perform in games. That said, you have Wake Forest and Syracuse, and you should, and then in the ACC title game.
But
if Cristobal loses in that ACC title
game. But right now, they're not going to the ACC title game. Right now, it's SMU and Clemson.
Well, and I would, and that's, well, the Clemson and Miami don't play each other, right?
Right.
So the reality is, if Miami wins out, Clemson wins out, I'm pretty positive that will be a, and I have to double check what the ACC tiebreaker rule is. But I would think that would come down to highest in the college football playoff ranking, which I think Miami would be. So what I think right now, that's today. Now, tomorrow the rankings come out, so I don't know that. But that's what I think. And I mean,
oh, you're right. Miami's still in position to make it over Clemson, even though Clemson and Miami both have one loss.
And it might be overall record. It might be over.
Clemson is 7-2. Miami's 9-1.
Well, that conference record.
Well, I was going to say it's the conference record.
But I think, and I don't know the ACC tiebreakers. Everything is so on its head.
Yeah, it's crazy.
With rules and with the expansions, it is hard. Without divisions, it's a little bit harder for me to bring it down to. But I would imagine the easiest tiebreaker would either be overall or the highest in the college football playoff ranking, which to me, Miami would be right now as it stands. Miami is going to be both of those.
And is that if your team has the highest ranking in the college football playoff out of the ACC teams, don't you want to see your best team in the ACC championship?
For sure.
Well, yeah.
For sure.
But here's the thing.
I get their in-conference record, but
SMU is no slouch. They can score points. They're not a bad team. Their only loss is to BYU, and it was, I think, by a field goal or less in the second week of the season. And BYU looks pretty good right now. So what I would say is that if Miami was to make the ACC title game and somehow losing that, they could find themselves on the outside looking in because of, one, the strength of schedule or lack thereof, and two, how they won games this year.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.